Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Project Life Cycle Phases. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Project Management Concepts in the Technology Project and Program Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the five key phases of the project life cycle: initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, and closing. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain each phase and understand their significance in delivering successful projects. Main content overview of project life cycle phases. The project life cycle is a structured approach that guides a project from its inception to completion. Each phase serves a distinct purpose and contributes to the overall success of the project. Let's break down these phases. Initiation. This phase involves defining the project at a broad level. Key activities include identifying stakeholders, establishing project objectives, and conducting feasibility studies. By clearly defining the project's purpose and scope, you lay a solid foundation for all subsequent phases. Planning. Once the project is initiated, the planning phase focuses on creating a roadmap for execution. This includes developing a project plan, defining tasks, assigning resources, estimating timelines, and setting budgets. Effective planning is crucial as it aligns the team and stakeholders on expectations and deliverables. Execution. During execution, the project plan is put into action. Teams work on tasks, and resources are allocated accordingly. Communication is key in this phase, as it involves coordinating team efforts, managing stakeholder expectations, and addressing any issues that arise. Monitoring. The monitoring phase runs concurrently with execution. It involves tracking progress against the project plan, assessing performance, and making adjustments as necessary. This ensures that the project stays on course and any risks or problems are addressed promptly. Closing. The final phase, closing, involves concluding all project activities. This includes obtaining stakeholder acceptance, releasing project resources, and conducting a post-project review. Closing is essential for capturing lessons learned and ensuring that all aspects of the project are finalized effectively. Importance of each phase. Understanding the significance of each phase is critical for project success. Initiation sets clear expectations and aligns the team on objectives, reducing misunderstandings later. Planning ensures efficient resource allocation and a structured approach, minimizing risks and uncertainties. Execution focuses on delivering the project outcomes as planned, requiring strong leadership and communication. Monitoring allows for real-time adjustments, ensuring that the project remains aligned with its goals. Closing ensures that all aspects are wrapped up properly, providing a basis for future projects through lessons learned. Tools and techniques used in each phase. Each phase employs various tools and techniques to facilitate effective project management. Initiation tools. Use stakeholder analysis templates and feasibility study frameworks to identify project viability and stakeholder influence. Planning tools. Gantt charts and project management software, like Trello or Asana, can help visualize the project timeline and task assignments. Execution techniques. Regular team meetings and status updates foster communication and collaboration among team members. Monitoring tools. Key performance indicators, KPIs, and project dashboards provide insights into project health and performance metrics. Closing techniques. Conducting project retrospectives and using project closure checklists ensure comprehensive evaluation and documentation. Examples to contextualize these phases. Let's look at a few examples relevant to the finance and fintech industries. Initiation. Imagine a fintech startup looking to launch a new mobile banking app. The initiation phase would involve gathering input from potential users, understanding regulatory requirements, and defining the app's core features. Planning. During planning, the team would outline the development timeline, identify the needed technology stack, and estimate costs. Utilizing tools like Gantt charts can help visualize the development timeline and resource allocation. Execution. As the development team begins coding the app, daily stand-up meetings keep everyone aligned. Issues such as bugs or feature changes are discussed promptly, allowing for agile adjustments. Monitoring. The project manager uses KPIs, such as user engagement metrics during beta testing, to monitor progress and adapt strategies as needed. Closing. After launching the app, the team reflects on the project's successes and challenges, documenting lessons learned to apply to future projects. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the five phases of the project lifecycle: initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, and closing. Each phase plays a pivotal role in ensuring projects are delivered successfully. Understanding these phases helps you manage projects more effectively and contributes to your career advancement in the technology sector. Reflection questions: how can you apply the importance of the planning phase in your current or future projects? What tools or techniques do you think would be most beneficial during the execution phase of a project? Reflect on a past project. Which phase do you believe had the greatest impact on its success or failure?